Hi, WQIO. This is Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. It's Ron Drager from ARCA.
How are you, Ron?
I'm good, and I apologize for being late.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm all good, just getting everything set up for this weekend at Mid-Ohio, and I appreciate you calling in because obviously a big weekend for ARCA this week as celebrating a major milestone. Tell me a little bit about this and how excited it, how big is it for ARCA?
Well, you know, numbers, they give us a way to sort of figure out where you stand in the overall scope of things. And so 1,500 of anything is, I guess, somewhat significant. Mm-hmm. And when you start thinking about what it takes to have a single motorsports race event come together, all the elements that have to come together for a successful event, and you know, for our company ARCA to be a singular entity that's been able to keep grinding along here, you know, since 1953, and to reach a milestone like 1,500 race events, it's sort of humbling and it's pretty gratifying, and it's due to just tons and tons, literally thousands of people coming together, racers and officials and sponsors and promoters and media reps and fans, and to get you to that point.
And you think back, I mean, when your grandfather John Markham founded ARCA, and obviously a Central Ohio tie with being out of Toledo, this happening at Mid-Ohio, how big is that, that it's actually right here close to home?
Yeah, it certainly feels right. And though we haven't raced Mid-Ohio since 1964 or 5, the fact that it's, you know, our brand has always had its strength and has been most recognized in the Midwest and really the Ohio-Michigan area, to be more specific. And to have this event happen at Mid-Ohio, it just feels right. It feels like it's appropriate. We've run a lot of races in Ohio, had a lot of activity in this region. But I think running in Central Ohio is something that just feels right for the 1,500th race.
Yeah, it's going to be special. And everything that I've heard in regards to coming back down here to Mid Ohio, and like you said, 65 years since last raced at Mid Ohio. A big time. And what have you heard from the competitors, the teams, the officials in making that return back here, putting on the second road course on the ARCA schedule?
Well, it's an important venue for us for a number of reasons. As anyone can look and see where the NASCAR Cup Series is going. We've had a tremendous growth in the number of road courses that are being run with that series. And, you know, our position in this industry is to position ourselves so that participants at our platform, if they so choose, are in the best position they can to advance their careers and move on up the ladder into the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series and ultimately the Cup Series. So to be able to run road courses with the ARCA Menard Series specifically at Mid-Ohio and at Watkins Glen, those are important venues to us. And the drivers love the road courses. They're very excited about it. It's a challenge for the crew chiefs. Business-wise, we're really excited about working with Green Savory. We're running this race at Mid-Ohio. We also have a race at Portland later this summer, so I'm glad to see you know, be able to work with them. Craig Rust is a guy that we've known since he was at Chicagoland Speedway, and that's a long time ago, and you know, he's our key contact there at Mid-Ohio. So it's a place that we're looking forward to being, and a lot of the community is excited about it. Look, our series entitlement is Menards, and this is right in the heart of the Menards market, and you know, there are Menards stores throughout Ohio, and so there's just a lot of reasons that it that Mid-Ohio is creating a lot of excitement in the ARCA community.
I was going to actually ask you about Menards. They've been a longtime partner with the ARCA series. That growth over the years, what has that been like for the series?
Well, the Menards partnership has been very key to the last, I think it's 12 or 13 years that we've been working with Menards. And, you know, to bring it all home, right, to the Mid-Ohio event, Dawn Dish Soap, which is a Procter & Gamble brand, they're one of the Menards vendor partners who participate in the motorsports program as the entitlement of the ARCA Menards Series race at Mid-Ohio. That just tells you the how important and how everything really works together. We get to activate in markets that are Midwest based markets where there are great racing facilities that are maybe underserved by the Cup Series or the Xfinity Series, and in many cases the Truck Series. So whether it's Winchester, Indiana, or Lexington, Ohio, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Those are places that we're able to go primarily because we have the support of Menards, and Menards helps promote in the market. They help sell tickets to the races. They bring guests. They associate us. They do B2B and introduce us to potential sponsors. They support our broadcast and our telecast platforms. They're a participant in prize monies that are paid to the race teams on a per-event and year-long basis. So just across the entire platform, Menards, as our series entitlement sponsor, has done a tremendous job in activating, and it has very much stabilized and helped us grow the ARCA Menards series here this last 10 to 15 years.
Now, Ron, we know that ARCA was sold to NASCAR back in 2018, and I want to ask you about that. First, the decision to sell to NASCAR, and then what you have seen in that impact from that sanctioning body handling the series now.
Yeah, we're a 70-year-old family company, and we looked at our future and try to decide, where is the best place for ARCA to be. Is the sports, the sports industry continues to be challenging, and by that I mean there are great benefits, but you got to work hard for them, and you really have to have resources to be competitive as a professional sport. And we're a league. We're a minor league motorsports company. And we had the opportunity to work with NASCAR truly from prior to, before there was a NASCAR, before there was an ARCA. John Markham and Bill France Sr. Raced against one another and worked together at race events. And so that relationship over the years, over the decades, there was a mutual respect. NASCAR was obviously the industry leader and had just tremendous, tremendous success, exponential success. We as ARCA, we were more so grassroots and didn't have the growth, but felt like we always did a good job in our little corner of the industry doing what we did. And NASCAR was gracious in providing opportunities for ARCA. We had to earn them, but the opportunities were there. And so we were able to take advantage of those opportunities and begin to build long-term relationships at racetracks like Daytona and Talladega and Michigan International. And then as the sport grew and expanded into places like Iowa and Kansas, and we were able to come along and be part of that as well. And so over all those years, there were many kindnesses extended to ARCA by NASCAR with really only the sort of the handshake that we were all together in this industry, and it works best when everyone supports everyone else. And so when it came time to figure out where does ARCA go from here, It just made sense that ARCA become a NASCAR property, much stronger together. I likened it to when we made the announcement at Talladega in the spring of 2018. You know, I felt like ARCA was at times felt like it was a little rowboat out in the middle of the ocean, and the big waves came along and that didn't tip us over, and the ocean liners ran past us and that didn't tip us over, and the storms came and went and that didn't tip us over 70 years. But I felt like we ought to be on a bigger boat. And based on that, that's really what drove our decision, and it's been a great one, and not one moment of regret.
And obviously gotten on the right boat and certainly going in the right direction. You guys, ARCA Menards Series races at some historic short tracks around the country, and you obviously owning two of those, Toledo Speedway, also Flat Rock in Michigan. I want to ask you about the health of the short track racing series around the country. Where do you feel it's at, and what can ARCA actually help with this in racing on some of those smaller tracks around the country, especially the historical ones?
Yeah, I think I'll draw the parallel right back to what we as the ARCA series experienced. And it's an industry. You know, the motorsports industry, it's an industry that you have to be at your very best in order to succeed. The options that are available for entertainment today that didn't exist 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, when maybe we didn't realize how good we had it, that we had an outdoor entertainment venue that was exciting and fast and loud and very appealing. There are so many other forms now of things that for people to do, and so the competition for people's attention and their affinity and their dollar and their time, really. That's as big a battle as anything. And you know, there was a moment where there were 2,000 little Flat Rocks and Toledos around the country, and we're down to about 800. And I think the core base of the sport is very strong, and I think it's very sustainable. But I think that you know you'll have to look at your facility and your product as competing with all the other major forms of entertainment, because that's the competition. Is anything else that someone might choose to do, whether it's a sport or it's a music venue or it's an activity, that's what we have to hold ourselves. That's the standard we have to try to rise up to. And so we see short track events around the country, dirt tracks, paved tracks, where attendance is extremely good, very strong. And then we see where there are tracks that are struggling to sell tickets, and where the field of race cars is not where we'd like for it to be. And we know that those promoters they're working tremendously hard to continue to be viable and to keep their businesses growing and moving forward. So it's a challenging time, but it's a great sport, and I think I think the core base of the sport is absolutely strong, and I think there's a bright future ahead.
Love the short track racing. I would say pretty much all of us have come from that area at one point in time in life or another. Ron, I guess we can expect you in Mid-Ohio this weekend for the race?
Yes, sir. I don't think I've missed one since my grandfather died in 81. One of these ARCA Menards Series races.
Been a while, and it'll be a big celebration for sure, 1,500 races. We hope for another 1,500 or more, and best of luck this weekend with the celebration of that anniversary.
Really appreciate it, and thanks for allowing us to talk about it, and we're very excited. I think it's going to be a great, great weekend. It's a great venue, and we're really, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Ron. Thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.